This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All righty then. Another hour here of the Thursday DJV program. May the 19th is upon us. I'm Doug with Jennifer and Jay and Victoria on the air, focused on the five pillars of healthy living every day, truth, justice in the American way, if that's what it is. It's not all that matters, but it's kind of neat to know what we all stand for. I say that knowing full well there is a controversy about getting opening back up to Cuba, but I think it's something worth examining, let's put it that way. You can comment as we were introducing our new phone line. What do we call this, the woke line? What is this line called?
Huh?
The DJV. Could be the woke line, right? The woke line.
I doubt it.
Know about that.
Okay, Victoria, you want to explain yourself? Explain that.
I'm just saying it's no one has anything good to say about the word woke, so like let's just leave that away from let's just move away from that entire word.
We were talking about aliens getting woke on the program. The latest DJV podcast has a focus on aliens and how I think we refer to them as being woke. Also on the
who was the celebrity who was like, don't call them aliens anymore, it's offensive?
Calling aliens aliens?
Do you guys remember that story? I can't
the
remember
UFO
who it was.
Yeah,
space aliens. They were like, don't call them aliens. It's
You're really
offensive to them.
I love it.
We can't offend anybody.
even the aliens. I'm happy.
Even
Jennifer,
the aliens.
You know how happy I am to offend people. So let's go get them. Yeah.
You're good at it, too, which is great.
Thank you very much. Round of applause for me at offending people. Christopher Maloney.
Oh, Demi Lovato. Just to clarify, Demi Lovato is the one who said
that's it.
Calling extraterrestrials aliens is offensive and derogatory.
The aliens or the extraterrestrials? Aliens being illegal immigrants, right? Isn't that what she's talking about? Illegal immigrants or people who are not from...
We're talking about extraterrestrials.
No. Yeah, Demi was saying don't call extraterrestrials aliens.
Right.
Really?
Because it's,
offensive
and derogatory.
Right. We wouldn't want to offend anybody who came from planet 3692 Zulu.
Don't you wish you had enough time to sit at home and think about what could possibly offend people?
It really is stupid. I mean, it's funny stupid, but it's just kind of stupid. Or silly. Maybe stupid's not a good word, but silly. Maybe that whole conversation we had, the podcast that I was going to direct you to from the DJV show, has a lot of information about the UFO hearing that was held earlier this week by our government. You can imagine how serious, if they couldn't figure out by interviewing Zuckerberg how to fix the, remember when Zuckerberg a couple of years ago testified before Congress and they asked him how to fix their iPhone?
It was such an embarrassment. And he's like, that's not even my product that I don't, I mean, it was,
I was just thinking that about the, you know, the same business when it comes to UFOs. What do people really know about UFOs in their background? The folks that really study. Anyway, we have a conversation with Uri Geller about it as well. He's pretty expert when it comes to UFO stuff. The Christopher Maloney working out in the nude conversation is something worth cherishing.
Didn't he used to be your neighbor?
He was my... Were you not on when I had that conversation yesterday?
Teasing. She's teasing you because she loves to hear that story like once a week.
That's not true. I do not tell that story once a week. Once in a blue moon, it comes up when his name comes up. And there were various nuances to the story. I don't always tell the same story. I'm now feeling defensive about making fun. Yeah, right. Okay, anyway. So what was that? My point was to point you in the direction of the podcast.
Podcast.
DJV download at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so the pillars of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, what's going on? The Defense Production Act. Can somebody explain that to me, what is the Defense Production Act?
It's when the government determines, tells businesses they have to kick in gear to produce certain products. They use it during war times, typically. Trump threatened to use it during the pandemic for, like, toilet paper and stuff like that, but I don't think they actually ever had to go in that direction, but they do now because...
Didn't GM, when they stopped making cars,
maybe
they made
for
ventilators.
Yeah, right? For ventilators, but I don't know if he actually... I think they just put the pressure on him and they just did it.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
So I don't think he ever had to use it, but he did threaten it, and that certainly worked when it came to ventilators and stuff, but you've got babies now who are being hospitalized. There's two children who are starving, literally, who are in the hospital in Mississippi because there's no formula to be found. So, it really doesn't matter whose fault this was. But you got to fix it.
Now.
You got to look like somebody's in charge. And that's what the criticism has been, is that when asked about who's running this, who's the point person at the White House, the press secretary just laughs and says, "I don't know. I'll have to check." Like, yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Well, Biden
activated
the Defense, right, the Production Act. So
right,
going
finally,
forward.
So does that mean General Motors will be now making baby formula? What is
well,
it?
But the question, though, is if Abbott is just now, if they're still 2 weeks away from starting production again, and they said that's 6 to 8 weeks before product is on the shelf, well, then who do they go to? Because obviously Abbott, I mean, you can't get blood from a stone,
this
so they can't make them go
management.
Faster.
Horrible,
so who are they
horrible.
Going to is the question.
This is such a perfect lesson in how not to do things and how not to let one company control the
yep.
source of production
well,
of
and to also,
anything.
You know, the FDA has some real explaining to do,
yes,
and
they do.
So does the administration, because they knew this was coming for months, and how does it get there? I mean, I can tell you right now that if Trump were still sitting in that White House, the headlines would be that Trump kills babies,
yeah,
and you know
okay,
that that's
so.
The truth.
Yeah,
all
that's
right.
the
so,
headline against Biden now too. So it's all
right.
the same.
But
it's
so it isn't really either of their fault, frankly, because this is something that goes way back. I'm not talking about the Defense, whatever we call it, Act. What I'm talking about is our government. We are supposedly a representative form of government. Are you represented by the government deciding that one company is the only company that can make milk, baby formula? That's what we did. The Justice
well,
Department.
And then if that's true, they better make milk.
All, oh, well,
if it's just
I'm saying,
one company, they better do it.
But that's not, we shouldn't have that. That's against every principle that we stand for in this country, and yet it happens over and over and over again. Consolidation, big corporations getting bigger, them buying out all of these smaller means of production, and so Abbott now controls it, and we're all screwed because they've made a mess of doing it because they didn't have any government oversight. I'm not a big believer in government oversight, but somebody's got to be watching the store because these
well,
people certainly
also,
are not capable of it.
And let's be honest, there's a lot of corporate greed in this story that a lot of people aren't talking about.
Well,
I mean, Abbott cut corners. No, well,
mm-hmm.
Abbott, as a company, cut corners, which is what led to this whole, the big shortage was the recall. We would not be in this situation if there wasn't a recall of,
that,
of what was a million
but
units
But that comes
of baby
from
formula?
Having one company just doing it. That's part
yes.
of the problem.
Yes,
that's
but also
the
they
problem.
Knew they were cutting corners. This was corporate greed to give the shareholder. Everything's about the stupid shareholders. The shareholders had record
wow.
profits, and they wanted more money. So
this is
corporate greed as part of this story.
That isn't, I mean, corporate greed is one of those things that's used that's kind of like a brush to paint. All corporations
well, how else would you describe
bad.
That?
I know.
Would you describe
I describe greed all the time when it comes to those companies that go to China and are still there making product instead of having it made here so that they can save
well,
a couple
is a product,
of bucks.
Right, but this
the
is
same
made
thing.
Here. But this is made here and it's the
no,
same
no,
bad
I'm just
practice.
Using that as a reference to my... If I talk about greed, it's usually with reference to the companies that
but, okay,
have gone
so, but it's
overseas.
Still all about the bottom line and giving
yeah.
the shareholders
well,
the biggest
what,
profit that they can provide. It's the same thing.
The,
it's a different means to the same
about.
End.
Yeah, that's what the system's about. Okay, anyway, the situation with the number of Portuguese who are coming to California, why are Portuguese going to California?
No, they're not. It's vice versa. The number of Californians are going
to Portugal?
Places like Portugal.
Oh,
and,
Portugal's hot right now on the world travel scale. It's very hot.
Apparently they're moving there?
White Sea is coming. Yeah, they're getting out of California. They've been fleeing the state. The population has
been. Portugal? Why does it just go to New Mexico?
I have no idea. I didn't even know this was a thing.
Portugal has, I mean, it's basically like everything that Spain has to offer, but it's a hell of a lot cheaper. They have an entire, I mean, Jen being the sommelier, you know, I mean, Portuguese wine is delicious. It's only just in the last probably 10 or 15 years even become like a global thing. The surfing community, there's that show on HBO Max has driven so many surfers from around the world to go to Portugal. Some of the biggest waves in the world are there. I mean, it's like a hot spot right now.
It's what California could be if it was run right, but it's not.
Yeah, it's got wine and surfing.
Yeah,
and
so people are leaving to go there. I didn't even know this was a thing, but apparently there was a story that was entitled "Welcome to Portugal, the new expat heaven." Californians, please go home. And apparently the number of Americans living in Portugal has risen by 45% in the past year. And many of those Americans are from California because they're trying to get rid of the housing costs, the pandemic lockdowns. They say the Trumpian policies in the United States, I don't know if that still applies, but that's one of the things that they talked about. The article explains that there's a resentment of newcomers that's going on, and that the root of questions over gentrification and income disparities and immigration, and they're trying to figure out how they can crack down on this because the Californians come in and then the rent skyrockets and, you know, everything kind of gets thrown out of whack. Uh-huh. Right.
Speaking of things going in a direction which you wouldn't expect, say it again, Doug. I was going to say Indianapolis. Why did I say that? I see Minneapolis here. It becomes Indianapolis. Police officer Thomas Lane pled guilty to aiding and abetting manslaughter in the Derek Chauvin case with George Floyd. He agrees to a recommended sentence of 3 years. So the rest of them are all in the federal pen, too, are they not, from the Floyd case? Aren't the rest of those police officers, they kind of all went down the road?
I know they made a deal to go, I think, from local to federal. I can't remember, or federal to local. I remember...
Wouldn't want to
What's
be a cop face? And be in a federal penitentiary, would tell you that.
Derek Chauvin made a deal to try to get into a better jail because he was probably getting just creamed, right, in regular jail and general population.
Unless
this guy's lucky because he can fly under the radar and no one really knows what he looks like.
Yeah.
Thomas Lane
18
the second.
After. This is the DJB program.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
If you work remote, Staples has you covered.
A storage cabinet that I can roll out of the way on weekends?
Staples has you covered with stylish and functional home office furniture and decor curated by Staples Work From Home Style Squad. And now, enter the Staples Find Your Work From Home Style Sweepstakes to win a home office makeover. Explore solutions for your workspace at Staples. See staplesconnect.com/findyourwfhstyle for rules and details. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Open to legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. 18 and older. N67.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Is your child getting the personalized attention they need to excel in math? Mathnasium has a solution for students of all skill levels. We assess each child's strengths and weaknesses, creating a customized learning plan. The Mathnasium method gives them the critical thinking skills they need to thrive, with the option to attend face-to-face online sessions or come to one of our 1,000 neighborhood learning centers. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math. Learn more at mathnasium.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
You should feel okay
when your customers come and find that an ear of corn costs 10 cents more than it did last year. That's because it's going to cost you a lot more. A fertilizer, if you're using conventional fertilizers, look at the prices, up like 200%. We are all going to have to charge more, whether it's fruits, vegetables, dairy. Make sure you get a fair price for what it is that you are growing and selling, because otherwise you will not be successful.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
My Sharona. Who did this? What was the name of the group that did
the
this?
The Knack.
That's it, right. I have a knack for remembering the lyric lines, but not who does the song. All right, so speaking of knacks, Jay is here. She has a knack for following, trailing, if you will, social media stories, the important things that we all ought to make sure we know more about. And I think that the next item of interest that's up on the hit parade has to do with Taylor Swift and what she's been doing lately with her time. We'll talk about that after this.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements, and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
All right, so Taylor Swift had got an honorary degree from NYU. Under what circumstances, Jay?
Yeah, that's Dr. Taylor
Swift. Dr. Swift.
Dr. Swift. She received an honorary doctorate from New York University during the graduation ceremony, and that ceremony honored the classes of 2020, 2021, 2022 at Yankee Stadium, because we all know what's happening.
Think about this.
Years.
You have your graduation ceremony at Yankee Stadium. Envision that. Imagine.
And I wonder how many people that were in the graduating class of 2020 maybe or 2021 who couldn't get off of work so that they could go to their commencement ceremony just because it has been a couple of years past. But she did the commencement speech, and she assured the graduating class that everything's going to be okay. It's okay to make mistakes. In her speech, she had said that she was a teenager at a time when society was obsessed with the idea of having perfect young female role models to the extent that she became a young adult and was being fed these messages that she could not make any mistakes. And if she didn't make any mistakes, all of the children of America would grow up these perfect angels. But if she did make any mistakes, the earth would basically fall off its axis and it would be entirely her fault. It was
She's not wrong.
That was
the difference between Britney Spears and Justin Timberlake. Justin was praised for sleeping with Britney, and Britney, when it came out that she wasn't a virgin, was labeled every horrible thing that you can say about a woman. I mean, it's the double standard is insane, and I'm happy that that feels like it's changing. But when Taylor started at 15 years old, I can't even imagine. She probably, you know, had a... I watched the speech. It was a very good commencement speech, and she had some humor in it, and she was, you know, self-deprecating. It was good.
I love how she was like, I'm not the kind of doctor you want in an emergency unless your emergency is naming over 50 breeds of cats in 1 minute.
I think she's refreshing. I think she's okay. There's something about her that is very appealing, and maybe it's the fact that she goes for it when she's singing a song or telling a story. She's on it. Good for her. All right, 28 after. This is the DJV program.
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall. If you're allergic to pork or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints, call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor or outdoor, repair or redesign, and we handle the rest. Sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
And now a small business setback is assessed by a beloved family pediatrician.
Oh, hey, Tiger. Big Scary Tree Ranch, give your work truck a boo-boo.
Yeah.
Wow. See this thing on my phone here? It's the Progressive Mobile app. Just push that little button there and report your claim. Attaboy.
When owning a small business gets painful, Progressive Commercial is here to make it all better. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
What's this? Candy drawer? Who wants a lollipop?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and conditions. Total claims not available in all states or situations.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With the nation being caught off guard, the House of Representatives passed a pair of bills on Wednesday aimed at fixing the nationwide baby formula shortage in the United States. Congressman Sanford D. Bishop Jr. last night.
How was this such situation left unchecked? And how did it lead to hospitalization and the death of babies? Congress will be scrutinizing this crisis with the FDA and manufacturers in the days ahead. I look forward to my subcommittee hosting the first hearing in this regard with the FDA Commissioner Robert Califf tomorrow morning.
H.R. 7790 was passed by a tally of 231 to 192 overnight. That'll provide $28 million in emergency funding for the USDA in an effort to help. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Black box data recovered from a China Eastern flight that crashed in March suggests someone in the cockpit intentionally downed the plane, a preliminary assessment from United States officials. The Boeing 737-800 was flying at 29,000 feet when it went straight downward motion, disintegrating in the mountains near Guangzhou. Aviation expert John Nance on ABC News says the angle of the plane, the way it went into the ground, could only have been achieved by steering the aircraft.
This is exactly what we feared. There's no way a Boeing 737 could come out of the sky by itself the way this one did.
All 132 souls on board died in one of China's deadliest air disasters in decades. Republican Representative Mike Johnson told Newsmax Wednesday Democrats are trying to intimidate Supreme Court justices by threatening their homes.
The Democrats are trying to intimidate the Supreme Court, and this is a brazen attempt to do it, yet another attempt. We know that they have been picketing and harassing the justices at home. Everybody's seen that. By the way, and that's a blatant violation of federal law in and of itself. The Democrat leaders on Capitol Hill have been calling out justices by name, threatening them by name. Not only on the steps of the Supreme Court, as Chuck Schumer did beginning 2 years ago, but also in their briefs to the court. And now they're using the House Judiciary Committee, which has jurisdiction over our whole system of justice, to try to intimidate and influence the court as they make that final decision in the Dobbs case out of Mississippi, challenging its pro-life case. It's unconscionable.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Neighbors and farmers have to work together to come to an understanding, a realization, if you will, that there are common interests and there are common needs. And my advice has always been, we have to learn how to live together. And that's a pretty natural process for farmers. Things have changed a lot in my lifetime and in yours as well.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, it's 34 at the hour now on the Thursday DJV program. Doug Steffen now with Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner, National Devil's Food Cake Day in the food news department. I've always been confused about the difference between devil's food cake and chocolate cake. What's the difference in the ingredients? What is the recipe? You both make cake, I'm sure. I can see you both wearing an apron, slaving over a hot stove.
I love to bake, but I haven't done it in a long time. I think the last thing I baked was like in the beginning of the pandemic when everyone was making cake at home. Mm-hmm. I did that. I made like a funfetti cake with sprinkles and stuff on the icing. Mm-hmm. But that's the last time I baked anything. And I don't even know why I baked that. It was just because everyone else was baking.
Yeah, it was just the two of us.
So actually, you know, down to brass tacks.
But to answer your question, though, I think it's in the ingredients. I think it's the amount of baking soda.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Why would you put baking soda? Is that why it's called baking because you have baking soda in it? Do you have to have baking soda in everything that you bake? Baking.
Not always. Everything,
but Devil's Not Cake everything. Is richer, darker, and fluffier than most regular chocolate cakes.
So does it have gluten in it? I love chocolate cake, but I have a problem with it because mostly it's got gluten.
Well, that's the flour, so yeah.
Yeah, you can make it gluten-free.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Don't ask me how. I can't bake.
There's a lady who comes to the farm, to the farmer's market, who is a baker that has the yummiest stuff. When she first came around, she said, would you like to try this? I'd like to come to your farmer's market. And so I tried three or four different things. No gluten, no sugar, and they were the yummiest things. They are fabulous. Just fabulous. So you can.
Does she ship? We should give her a plug. Is she just a local bakery?
You know, yeah, but I will ask her that. She's coming to farmer's market, so yeah.
Sounds delicious.
Yeah, that's fabulous. Other food news, Heinz says it's working on a bottle made out of paper. Wow.
How does that work?
Our imagination, that's exactly what I was going to ask. Put our imagination to work figuring that one out. They're doing it because they're conscious. The Earth has a problem, as we know, with lots of things that get tossed. The amount of packaging, plastic, and things like that that get thrown away, the waste, the pollution, horrible. So they're working with a company called Pulpex, which is a packaging technology that is sustainable and recyclable, 100% wood pulp. So you won't be able to see inside the bottle, I guess, right? It's an interesting concept.
I would assume it would kind of be like a cardboard, like a milk carton.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is good. I think they belong to somebody else now. Heinz does. I forget who it is. I think they were bought out. But, you know, using some kind of recyclable, I'm doing that on the farm now. We don't have any spoons. We don't have any paper products per se, other than napkins, that, you know, the stuff the ice cream comes in, the utensils that you use to eat it with, they're all, we have a recyclable thing, goes right down the compost pile in the back of the farm. I'm happy that we could find it. It wasn't easy to find. You know, there's all this talk about stuff, and people have good intentions, but to actually find it took us a lot of work to find a company that we could use that was reliable, that provided us with recyclable, reusable stuff that was compostable to put the ice cream in. It's, you know, you can actually eat, you know, how you eat an ice cream on a cone. Well, now you can actually eat the ice cream in the carton, the little cup that it comes in, too. I don't know how tasty that would be. My thinking is not too tasty. All right, let's see what else have we got here. Diet Snapple is rebranding itself to Zero Sugar Snapple. So that's kind of hard. What's wrong with Diet Snapple versus...
Diet. No, it's all the same ingredients. It's literally just a rebrand.
Aspartame is awful. Absolutely.
It's horrible.
Awful.
Yeah, sweet and low is aspartame. It's terrible. It's horrible for you, and it's just, ugh, it tastes disgusting. But
why would you, Snapple is a good product. Why would you ruin it by wanting it to be a diet? I think that happens
so often.
Well,
it's been diet. It's the same thing. It's been diet all along. But,
why even have diet Snapple?
Well, the word diet does not go over well with younger audiences. So that's why you're seeing Coke Zero instead of Diet Coke. I mean, Diet Coke still exists, but they're probably going to rebrand that too. So now it's just Zero Sugar Snapple or Snapple Zero or whatever they're going to probably nickname it.
Looks like, I wouldn't be buying that.
But it's the same horrible stuff. It's really bad for you.
Yeah.
People should not drink it.
Aspartame should be banned.
It should.
This is another, the Food and Drug Administration, what a bunch of phonies. You know, they want you to, it's okay to drink alcohol and liquor and smoke yourself silly with tobacco products, but no, can't use cannabis. Uh-uh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. McDonald's,
I said, you sound like me.
Harrelson. McDonald's and Wendy's have been sued by the feds because they are deceiving you with their ads. Can you imagine McDonald's is telling you there's more beef in their hamburger than there really is?
Yeah, it's all soy.
Yeah.
It is. I mean, it's a huge
And Wendy's apparently the same thing.
Sure.
Wendy's, same thing.
They got to stretch that meat.
Yep. Okay, so then what happens to the money when they win the lawsuit. McDonald's and Wendy's have to pay the federal government a couple million bucks. Where's the money go? Where's that $2 million go? Who's getting that?
That's a good question.
Yeah. That, everybody asks that question. There's never an answer to it.
Mm-mm.
There ought to be an answer. Didn't we talk about Taco Bell releasing the new Mexican pizza and you loved it, Victoria? Do I remember that in the back
no,
of my mind?
No, Mexican pizza is amazing.
No, it was
I've
Jay
never been
who
to Taco
that.
Bell. Yeah.
That was it. Jay said that.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Taco Bell.
Yeah. Have you? You're so
big
funny.
Fan. Big
I am,
supporter.
You know, one of the most wonderful things about this, the award next week is that I actually get to meet you. You've been on this program for what, 2 years? How long have you been on the program?
1 year. A year and a half. Yeah, January was the 1 year mark. But I feel like I've known you all forever.
I know, forever.
It is astounding.
Yeah. And Victoria, I've seen her three times since
times?
You've been here?
Yeah.
I think twice, right? Maybe three times. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Jen,
and we've never met Jen. I've never,
yeah,
nope.
Never met Jen,
I've
never met Phil.
Yeah, been on the show 6 years, never met Jen. It's going to be amazing.
And here we are collecting an award here. I'm not, you are. Speaking of awards, here's something that, this is one of those flabbergaster stories. A tweet in which a woman claims her sister was charged $40 for crying during an appointment in a hospital. This has all gone viral, Jay. This is maybe
I don't understand
more
this story.
Complex.
You have to
well,
why don't you
explain
this,
Jay?
Yeah, so, okay. This is like an alleged situation, but there is a CPT code 96127 where it can be used to report emotional and behavioral screenings carried out by doctors for a variety of reasons, like at the OBGYN office to assess depression or anxiety, for example. It could be used in a pediatric setting to screen for eating disorders. This is a mental health screening tool. And the issue is that this girl's sister, this woman's sister, went to the hospital. She's dealing with something that she wasn't sure was going on, and she started crying, and she got charged the $40 for crying, but the allegation is that she was never examined for the mental health aspect of it. She was never examined for the brief emotional or behavior assessment as to why she was crying or what was going on. They basically just charged her for crying.
Unbelievable.
Insane.
People are crazy.
Who makes the argument against having, like, overhauling our entire medical system? Like, I don't know. Who thinks this is
so
great right now?
So should be
right
in
now?
Charge of that Dr. Charles. You know who Dr. Mm-hmm. Charles is?
No.
Chicago Med, Oliver Platt. Plays Dr. Charles.
I love Oliver Platt, so
he
yes,
is,
I can get behind this one.
He and that actually is turning into a pretty good show. I don't care about Chicago Fire. I like Chicago PD, but I'm really getting to like Chicago Med. I don't usually get there in time to watch the whole thing. Esapatha Murkison, who was a longtime wolfie or a wolfette.
Wasn't she on Law and Order for
a long
time?
She was on Law and Order for almost 20 years. Yeah. So anyway, the role he plays is to put things into perspective and to fix stuff. And it really is. He's so good at it. He's gotten to the stage in his life, as far as his acting career is concerned. He's obviously too old to be an action star anymore, but he just gets it and makes these the glue of that show. I think that he's fabulous. Speaking of hospitals, that's the thing with this monkeypox. Here in Massachusetts, there is a monkeypox case. Last night I was watching the news before I fell asleep, and I thought to myself, they're showing you pictures of the little germs inside the cells of these monkeypox cellular structures. So I don't know, how do you get monkeypox? I didn't get that out of the story last night. And is this something that we ought not to be talking about, or we ought to? Is this going to scare the hell out of everybody?
Well,
or is it just one of those things?
The case that's up in Massachusetts, it's, I think, the third case, because I think there's
Texas
one
and
in
Maryland. Yeah.
And so in Texas and Maryland, those cases happened after patients visited Nigeria. Now, in Nigeria, monkeypox is endemic, meaning, like, that's what we've now moved into with COVID. Endemic meaning you just live with it. It's always there and it never goes away. And so it's not, like, I don't think it's as big of a deal in African countries where it is endemic, but certainly it's not endemic in Massachusetts, and I think that's what's caused a lot of concern. And the guy who has it had recently visited Canada, but they're not really sure if there's any other connection. There are some cases in the UK as well, in Portugal and Spain, so it's kind of everywhere, but it's not fun. Like, it's like smallpox.
Yeah, right. You get it, you're going to know it, and you're not going to like it. 47 after the hour on the Thursday DJV program.
Before Bamboo HR, I feel like crying just thinking about it.
We were still handling everything via paper, and we literally had paper stacked.
It was all in spreadsheets and, like, folders.
From the moment I started using it, I felt calmer.
As soon as we started using the Bamboo, like, onboarding checklist, I mean, it was extremely easy.
Headcount, turnover, years of service. Like, there's just so many different reports that I use at different points in time.
I'm, like, totally set free to focus on the people, to focus on development, to focus on team dynamics.
It's freeing me up to do more of the stuff that actually matters in HR, which is interacting with people, learning from them, and then building stuff for them.
Everything is in this one place. I can't even imagine what it would be like without Bamboo HR.
We're Bamboo HR, and we'd love to set you free to do great work. Come try our award-winning all-in-one HR software for free with no strings attached. Visit BambooHR.com/demo for this free trial offer. That's BambooHR.com/demo.
Calatone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
New message.
What up, what up? It's Heather's cousin. You dated her in college, or maybe you were just in the same class. Anyway, I heard you bought a boat, my man. Let's hit the water. Oh, and Heather told me you always liked snacks and stuff, so I could totally bring some chips.
When you get a boat, you also get new friends. Make sure Progressive's one of them. And get coverage today for as little as $100 a year.
Hey, also, I'm a little short on cash, so can you cover the chips? Thanks. I can see why Heather liked you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Okay, crank this up, Phil. Yeah, this is good. And guitar.
A lot of banjo. I never really paid attention to the banjo. A lot.
Very good song from Smokey and the Bandits. He was the truck driver. He had a dog. Okay, so this is the trivia question, Chuck Curry. What was the name of the dog?
I don't know. I haven't seen the movie in a while. I don't know.
Huh?
You set me up and I fail quickly.
What's the name of the dog? I don't remember either.
Fred. I think the dog name was Festus or something like
Fred.
That.
Fred.
Began with an F. Anyway, thank you. You saved the day once again, Phil. Began with an F. That I remembered. All right, so Fred and Jerry Reed, very good combo. They were great friends, he and Burt Reynolds. And they did not. There was no script for that movie, right? None. Zero.
Well, I don't know. In Cannonball Run, it definitely was no script. I don't know about Smokey and the Bandit, but here's an interesting story. Smokey and the Bandit premiered this day in movie history, May 19th, 1977, in New York City. It was not well received. They shot it on a budget. They cut the budget from $5.5 million to $4.3 million. It wasn't well received in its premiere in New York City, so they released it on only 363 screens in the South. It started to catch on with the public. They expand it to the Midwest, and then they take a nationwide release. Winds up grossing $146 million, $300 million worldwide, becoming the number two film behind Star Wars in 1977. So think about this. They shot it for $4.3 million. It grossed $300 million. That's a hefty profit.
Damn, that's a lot.
And it became the number two movie in 19.
And didn't he produce
Burt Reynolds
it?
Burt Reynolds was the number one box office draw for a 10-year period. Very popular back in the day.
Remember he played a bad guy in a Western. He was, I forget what the name of the Western was, but that was sort of the beginning of the change of his career, because he was always looked upon as either being silly Then that football movie that he was in, Being in Jail, I forget what that was called.
Longest Yard. Well, he made, listen, in the early 70s, he did two movies that really solidified him as a major star. Deliverance, which was a very serious drama, but he was awesome in that movie. And he looked great. I mean, the guy was a great-looking movie star. And then he did Longest Yard, which is an iconic movie.
That was it,
and he did the Smokey and the Bandit movies, two of them. Cannibal Run got a little bit sillier. And then in the 80s, he started to do a lot of B stuff like Malone, which I like, but it's a B movie. And his box office wane really started to fade. And then he made that big comeback with
Evening Shade.
Wahlberg movie, Boogie Nights.
Boogie Nights.
But he also was in the TV show Evening Shade.
Yeah, that got him back, too.
That was
he made a lot of money off that show. Yeah. I got to be honest with you. I was sort of bummed when he passed away, and then Sally Field gave an interview really knocking him, saying that his interpretation of their relationship was wildly overblown, blah, blah, blah. I mean, she could have let that sort of rest after.
Isn't that all from her memoir, though? Didn't she have a memoir out at the time?
Yeah, it was.
Well, you know what? They had chemistry together in Smokey and the Bandit.
Absolutely. Yeah, I agree. I mean,
they were adorable together.
I thought it was they were very cool. Yeah, the whole thing was.
One more story I want to point out. They had the world premiere at Cannes of Maverick Top Gun 2.
Mm-hmm.
And the film, when the credits rolled, got a 5-minute standing ovation.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Was that because Tom Cruise was there? And, like, are they being
probably
polite,
I mean, they have a history of giving long standing ovations to movies. Doesn't necessarily solidify the fact that it's a great movie, but the advance is so good.
It's
going to
be a great movie.
It probably is a really good movie.
And Downton Abbey was at Cannes as well, well received. Very well received, wasn't it?
Okay.
I remember seeing that. Yeah, that's this weekend.
That is actually tonight nationwide. Yeah. That is Downton Abbey, A New Age is the over 60 crowd's Empire Strikes Back.
Well, I actually...
I'm going to see it, too.
Is not looking... I may wait for this weekend when I'm in Los Angeles because I often find myself with a couple of hours of free time between one grandchild and another, so maybe I'll wait till this weekend to see it, but it looks like it'll be just as good as all of them. This guy Fellows, who's no spring chicken, has got a great imagination and a great mind when it comes to writing for, you know, this kind of a show. Good for him.
And The Gilded Age, that's his new one that he's written for, which is so great. If you like Downton Abbey, this is the American version of it on HBO Max. It's great.
Academy Awards shifting the Oscar qualification rules for movies as theaters continue to reopen. Members of the Academy's board recently approved rules will make it easier. The eligibility period for releases shortened. That good, Chuck, or not? Yes or no?
Well, it only has to show in your backyard, and you could be nominated now.
Great. 59 passed.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.